KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's partly cloudy and 32 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be mostly sunny today with a high of 44. Good morning and Merry Christmas. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. And the news is brought to you this hour by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. In state news, a nonprofit health insurer has been taken over by Iowa's insurance regulator and is ending enrollments after suffering financial problems. Insurance Commissioner Nick Gerhardt's office said that the 120,000 members of Co-Opportunity Health in Iowa and Nebraska may find it in their best interest to find new carriers by February 15th. That's the deadline for enrolling in 2015 coverage under the Affordable Care Act. Co-Opportunity was created under the law and sold policies through Iowa's online exchange. Gerhardt petitioned a judge Tuesday to appoint him as rehabilitator of the company, citing its hazardous financial condition. That means he's assumed management and has come up with a rehabilitation plan or to liquidate its assets. Co-Opportunity Health is suffering from the loss of expected federal money and extremely high health care utilization. Most rural Iowans don't have the convenience of a nearby urgent care or walk-in clinic when they feel sick, but there is a new option using the internet. LiveHealthOnline.com markets itself as putting a doctor at your side 24/7. Dr. Mia Finkelstein is one of a dozen physicians on staff who are just a few clicks away, and several of them are in Iowa.
You would have the ability to speak face-to-face with a board-certified physician of your choosing. Usually there are multiple doctors available in the state you're calling from. It's by no means meant to be a replacement for your doctor.
All you need is to interact as a computer with a web camera or a smartphone. She says they can diagnose and treat a number of ailments, including colds, the flu, allergies, diarrhea, sinus infections, and bronchitis.
With the phone feature or with the webcam, it's easy to look at the rashes. Sometimes I ask for assistance where I'll ask the patient, you know, to put a quarter next to that or if they have any change or something to give me a little size indication. We see a lot of questions about allergies in the fall and the spring. You know, we're hoping to work in addition to your primary care physician, not to certainly replace them.
Finkelstein said the service is for non-emergencies. Doctors are allowed to electronically prescribe medication to a nearby pharmacy under Iowa law. And she says the televisits are covered by a number of insurance companies.
We can diagnose as long as we feel like we got enough information from you and could see the areas, and then we can treat. So it's generated through the electronic record system, through the computer or through the phone. Everything is private and secure, HIPAA compliant. And yes, we can then prescribe to the pharmacy.
Finkelstein encourages patients to print a copy of the prescription and diagnosis and give it to their regular physician. Typically, says Iowans will video chat with a doctor in Iowa. She says the wait time is usually 2 minutes and the average visit is about 10 minutes. The cost is $49, not including prescriptions. A University of Iowa researcher has resumed work on the deadly MERS virus under tighter oversight after being sanctioned for not following proper safety guidelines. The university's biosafety officer in February halted research by microbiology professor Stanley Perlman after discovering it started without approval of the school's biosafety committee. Perlman's team had conducted the research in a biosafety level 2 lab under guidance by the National Institutes of Health in November of 2013. The work should have been done in a more secure level 3 facility. The university told NIH that Perlman didn't effectively communicate to staff the importance of obtaining approval before initiating the research. Perlman's research faces additional monitoring during a probationary period. He told the Des Moines Register that the incident was unfortunate, but no safety was compromised. A company that makes products for animal health will invest $110 million in its plants in Fort Dodge and Ames over the next 4 years. The Iowa Economic Development Authority said Wednesday that state and local financial assistance packages helped to secure the investment by Boehringer Ingelheim Vedmedica. Governor Terry Branstad said he recently visited its parent company in Germany during a trade visit to Europe to discuss its expansion plans. The investments include renovations to expand its capacity and modernize its Fort Dodge plant. In Ames, the company plans to build a new facility at the Iowa State University Research Park to continue research into animal diseases. The company is expected to qualify for state tax credits and additional assistance from the cities of Ames and Fort Dodge. A report released this month ranks Iowa 7th in the country for the percentage of residents who spend time volunteering. Those efforts not only benefit those in critical need, but the head of the federal agency in charge of volunteering and service says it also benefits the volunteers themselves. Wendy Spencer is CEO of the Corporation for National and Community Service. She says they've conducted research about the impact of volunteering on those who donate their time and energy.
And here's what we found, especially with our seniors and older volunteers, is it's good for your health. You live longer, you have a reduced sense of isolation, you're happier, you're healthier, you're connecting with friends. So there's a personal benefit.
People who are unemployed can also find reward in volunteer work.
We also now have research that tells us that if you volunteer and you're unemployed and looking for work, that you increase the likelihood of getting a job by 27%. If you live in a rural community, that likelihood jumps up to 55%. So there's some benefits to get a job as well.
The report states slightly more than one in three Iowans, or nearly 35%, volunteered in 2013. Spencer says the people who volunteer the most are working mothers.
And in Iowa, of the nearly 800,000 volunteers serving statewide, the value of that is $1.5 billion in economic value to these charities and nonprofits and faith organizations.
Nationally, one in four Americans volunteered last year. Utah ranked as the top state for volunteerism. Idaho, Minnesota, Kansas, Wisconsin, and Nebraska round out the top six, followed by Iowa. The report found those between the ages of 35 and 44 had the highest volunteer rate, while those over the age of 65 spent the most time volunteering. Iowa State University's president says enrollment at the Ames School has been growing at a record pace, and that's why he's on a hiring spree. ISU President Stephen Leith last year approved the hiring of 105 new faculty members.
We're going to do 130 this year. I think we're the only university in the country that's hiring that many faculty in a two-year period.
According to the American Institutes for Research, Iowa State is the only university in the country to have reduced administrative costs while increasing the number of faculty hired over the past 8 years. The trend started with former ISU president Gregory Joffre and continued with Leith when he took over as ISU's president nearly 3 weeks ago.
Really about making sure we can teach the students, and it's also about doing research in some critical areas. And so these are very targeted recruitments.
Nearly 70% of all ISU classes have fewer than 20 students, and to accommodate both enrollment and more faculty, Leith ordered some administrative offices that had been on the central campus to move off campus. Our news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.